Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host, Jacob, and today I want to talk about survival horror in general. Woo! Okay. I've been playing the Resident Evil 2 remake, and it is perfect. I'm not going to get into the game too much. At all, really. Well, a little bit. But I'm not here to talk about that in particular. But survival horror in general has pretty much been dead for a while, at least in my opinion. Real survival horror. Not horror games, but, you know, because games like Outlast, it's not really survival horror. It's a horror game, and there's real good. I love Outlast 1. I bought Outlast 2. Haven't played it yet. But they're not the same as like a Silent Hill or a Resident Evil. Or a Dead Space. But playing the Resident Evil 2 remake got me thinking. I think it's the best game in that category. Third person, anyway. Since Dead Space. And I've talked about it before in my Resident Evil episode. I think I just talked about Resident Evil as a whole. I didn't go too crazy on specific games. But Resident Evil 7, first person. So, I mean, it's still survival horror, and it's really good. But it didn't get it. When I played it, I didn't think, man, this is the best since Dead Space. And I think it's just because it's first person and not third person. But playing Resident Evil 2, I definitely thought, you know, wow, this is what I've wanted since Dead Space. I literally just read a fucking headline that was like, maybe Resident Evil 8's going to go third person. And honestly, I wouldn't care. Because I liked the remake, this RE2 remake so well. Or I liked it so much that I probably wouldn't care if it went back third. But 7 was awesome too. It was just a little different. But good. It was different good. So anyway, I think Dead Space had been one of my favorite horror games of all time. The first one. The second one was okay, and I played the third demo, and I immediately was like, I'm pretty sure I said this before, but I was like throwing grenades and just lighting up enemies with like automatic weapons or some shit. I don't remember it too much because I immediately deleted the demo. I was like, this sucks. I don't want this. I don't even want to play it. Like, if you gave it to me for free, I wouldn't play it. But I remember playing Dead Space at a friend's house on a really awful rear projection TV, but we played it on Xbox, and one of my friends who you know, I played Resident Evil and Silent Hill with all these times, was like, he had an Xbox and he had it and he brought it over, so you got to play this game. And after seeing it instantly, I was like, wow, like, the graphics were really good. Like, they drew me in, and they were like, it was dark and like scary. I mean, it was scary. Like, that whole generation, the PS3 generation, there was not shit for survival horror. So Dead Space came along and nailed it. And what year did that come out? I believe it was 2008. I think I just read. Yeah, the release date was October 2008. So, man, that was a good year for games. I'll tell you that. Playing that night, I mean, it was like all the people, all your friends gathered around, like, screaming awful obscenities all night because there was a lot of jump scares, and I actually didn't mind the jump scares. I don't know, people, I mean, it keeps you on your toes, I'll say that. But I really liked the way that that game, I guess I should talk about the game. It was made by, who the fuck made it? I can't think of this says the develop on Wikipedia says the developer was EA Redwood Shores. That is not true. What was that fucking developer called? They just closed. EA bought, or they didn't buy them. Oh, they did buy them. I'm all fucking turned around now, guys. So, it was made by Visceral Games, and I guess they were known as EA Redwood Shores right before they closed. I don't know, but Visceral made it, and EA just recently closed them. They were making a Star Wars third-person game, and they fucked that up. They fucked Dead Space up. They fucked everything up. No news there, but it was a game about an engineer on a spacecraft. He had to fix some shit or something, and something was wrong with the spaceship, so he's like, I gotta go fix it. And his weapon was like a tool that they used. And the whole mechanic was like you shoot the enemies, which they called necromorphs, just awful, like mutated humans with like fucking sharp claws, like really big sharp claws. And I mean, you could tell they were humans, but they were all fucked up. But you had to shoot their limbs off, so you had to aim pretty precisely. And the way that his weapon or tool worked was you could switch from vertical shooting or horizontal shooting, so you could switch in between those to get a better angle at whatever limb you had to cut off. And I think you had to cut off like two limbs for the enemies to actually die. Otherwise, they'd keep coming after you. Oh, it was an awesome mechanic, like, and it really made you think about what you were doing. And they had, the whole ammo scarcity thing, health scarcity, all that stuff worked. The way you upgraded your guns and your suits were pretty sparse. So, I mean, it was a survival horror game through and through, and it was really good. And the menu system was perfect. It was like a hologram type shit that would like light off your back, or your health was on your back, and it was like a little like a meter that went down, and then it went to red if you were hurt, and then you use health and it fills all the way up. It was like on your spine. And your gun, when aim your gun, it would show you how many bullets you had in like a little hologram thing. It just very minimal. It was perfect. Just everything about the game's awesome. And I'm sure EA won't ever do this, but they should definitely re-release that on current gen systems, PS4, Xbox One, fuck, even Switch. Just up-res it. Because the game's beautiful still, I think. I don't think you'd need to completely remaster or remake it. Just put it, in full HD, 4K, whatever the fuck, who know, whatever. I mean, that's all you need. I buy it again and I play it and I get a try to get a platinum in that. I never did get the platinum. It's pretty fucking difficult, but I played them multiple times. I'm spilling beer on my ass right now. All right, let me pause it. I'll be back. I'm gonna leave that in though. All right, I'm back. So that's fun. Had my beer resting on my hip. I don't know if I've said this in previous podcasts, but I'm recording on a couch, on a Mac Mini that is on an end table, and a microphone attached to the end table. So it's very, very cash, keeping it real cash on this podcast, but I didn't want to lean to the table to grab the beer every time I want to drink it. So it's just resting here like a fucking moron, and it just spilled a little bit on my ass. But it's okay. Just a little bit. Let me get the fluid a little down so that won't happen again. All right. So I don't know what I was just talking about, and I also just hit the mouse and it fucking stopped recording. This is a train wreck. Okay. I forgot what I was saying. Dead Space. We got. I'm going to have to go fucking listen to it and I'll be back. Oh my God. Okay. I'm back again. Yeah, I was talking about re-releasing the game on PS4, Xbox One, with, just up-res it. You don't have to remake the whole thing. And I would play it again. So yeah, you're an engineer in that game. You don't have a voice. I'm not sure if you see your face in that game either, because he's got a helmet on, like almost like a welding helmet type of thing. It's like a futuristic space welder helmet, but I don't know if they show his face in the first game. He does have a face and a voice in the second game, which is whatever. He's not all that interesting. Really, the gameplay is king here, and the fright factor is the reason you play it, and just that mechanic of shooting limbs, and you have to be real precise, and that is, I mean, it was just awesome. And they, you know, they could have made the second one was okay, like it had the same kind of flow. The third one, and I didn't play, I really can't speak too much about it. I'm kind of talking out my ass, but from the fucking 5 minutes I played, I was like, whoa, it's already bad. It was like, you gave me too much bullets. I'm not scared of anything. I'm throwing grenades, like blowing people away. Like, who gives? It doesn't matter. The reason why survival horror works is because you're not only scared of opening the next door, or, you know, what am I going to find in the next room, or how am I going to get there? It's, do I have enough bullets to kill what's in that room? I mean, whatever's in there is probably going to be awful, but can I even kill it? And if I can't kill it, what the fuck am I going to do? And can I run around it? Hopefully. And can I, you know, can I progress? Can I even beat this game? Like, do I get to the end of the game and I'm fucked? Maybe. I hope I saved, a bunch of times. And that's what I felt like with the remake of Resident Evil 2, which is why I wanted to talk about this. Because those games, I mean, they're amazing. I played the second run of Resident Evil 2 Remake, and I got to the end, and I literally had one bullet left. After I had beaten it, but I had one bullet left in that game. So I was like, woo! And I had a bunch of saves, so I could have redone a bunch of stuff if I needed to. But you don't want to do that. You want to get to the end and beat it. But knowing that you could fuck yourself up by just resource management. That is another enemy. Saving your bullets. Saving your health items. Like, oh, I guess I could use this bullet and shoot this guy, but what if I need it for somebody bigger? What if I can't run out of that next room? I remember when I played Resident Evil Code Veronica on PS2, I beat the game, but I usually play this game several times, and throughout the years I'll play sporadically, but I remember I got to the end of Resident Evil Code Veronica with a pistol and like a box of bullets, and I couldn't beat it. It was impossible. Like, I mean, I don't even know if I had a box of bullets. I probably had a clip of ammo, and there's just nothing I could do. I just lost. I was like, well, I'm done. I gotta delete that save and start over. It sucks. Yeah, sure. But that's what makes it nerve-wracking while you're playing the whole game. And that that's one of the reasons why, and I've, you know, I talked about this already, when a game forces you to do something, it's like you have to kill this many people. You have to do it. Besides bosses, I'm not talking about bosses because obviously, while you're playing these games, like survival horror games, you're like, okay, I need to save my shit because I'm gonna get to a point where I'm gonna have to use it. And then once you have to use it, then you let it go. But if that happens like every 10 minutes and you're like, it's just not as fun. I don't know. I hope other people agree with me on that because I just hated Resident Evil 5. God, I fucking hate you. I was watching a video on YouTube. Pretty much every Resident Evil 5 video on YouTube would ha will have you, or then the narrator joke about the end of that game where he punches a boulder. I don't remember it. I played it once. I don't think I beat that game. I think I might have seen a friend beat it on Xbox 360, but I do not think that I've beaten it myself, and I can't bring myself to play it. Every time I'm like, well, I should just play it because I'll just put on easy and just to see the story and the cutscenes, and oh, it just sucks. It's not, it just sucks. It sucks. I'm sorry. And that's why I think Dead Space was the last, but well, besides the Resident Evil 2 remake, Dead Space was the last one to do it. You could make a case for The Evil Within. When The Evil Within was announced, and it was like the creator of Resident Evil is making a survival horror game, and it's going to be real survival horror. And it's going to be, I mean, this is going to be a return to form. I was fucking amped for that. I was like, pre-order, $60, done. I know who's making it. It's fine. I did not like that game. Immediately, the controls were not good. Frame rate's not good. Graphics are okay. The character I didn't care about. And I'm really trying not to shit on people or shit on creators, and you know, they took them a lot. Probably, you know, it's probably hard to make a game. Probably hard to, you know, put all that stuff together and make a good product, but I don't know. I just the it had like a the letterbox and the gun. I don't know, man. I just didn't like it. I didn't like it. There was one boss fight that I kind of enjoyed at the beginning. There was like some scary bitch that I had to shoot. I was like, I don't, dude, I don't even remember that game. I really don't. I got the PS4 Pro recently, and I re-downloaded it because I heard the frame rate was a little better. It's marginal at best. I was like, I can't fucking do it. And the enemies, I like zombie, like I like the slow zombies, because of the fact that I said, you know, that inventory management is an enemy, and your item spaces, that is an obstacle for you. So you're like, oh, there's a box of bullets. Well, I don't have any spaces left because I got this key and an herb and a fucking thing, and I'm fucked. And so I want to face, you know, kind of like these dumb, stupid, slow zombies to begin with. I'm like, well, I can use my bullets here. I can maybe get around them, because I know I'm gonna have to use them on a stronger enemy or a boss. That's fine. Dead Space works because your enemies are stronger, but your control, you can first, you can run and shoot, so you can aim perfectly in that game. But the challenge there was, well, since we're gonna let you aim perfect, and I think there was item, I'm not sure if there was item slots, but since we can let you aim perfect, we're gonna make it so you have to shoot perfectly. You have to shoot the limbs, and you have to shoot it, you know, here and here, and that's the only way you're going to kill him. So that worked. It's just game design at its best. And when you don't do those things, you have a game that just doesn't feel quite right. It's fine. I mean, I'm sure the Evil Within, let's pretend it ran perfect. The frame rate was fine, and the controls were... something about the controls that I don't like. But let's just pretend that's fine. I don't know. I'm just talking shit now. Let's say if there's Dead Space inventory, because I don't remember. Inventory. Going on images, because I don't want to... Yeah, there was inventory spaces, so... Yeah. You could just stack... You could stack, like, certain items more. It's kind of like the remake here. You can stack grenades and stack things. So there was some inventory to deal with, but there is several. I mean, Resident Evil, when you start a game, you get, like, 6 inventory spaces. You don't have shit. So I don't know. It's just... The way they design those games is real good. So I think maybe looking forward in survival horror, I guess recently, Silent Hill's 20th anniversary just happened. And if you click, it was PlayStation's Twitter account, posted that, and they posted the CD, Silent Hill CD. I don't know, sitting on some fucking pipe. I don't know what that was, but if you read the comments, everybody's like, "Hey, we want a new Silent Hill." Well, that's fucked because Konami owns it. The only way you're gonna get a good Silent Hill game is if Sony buys it, the rights or the IP. Or Microsoft. I mean, somebody needs to buy it and take it away from Konami and then do something. That's the only way. The only way, because they're not going to remake it. They're not going to remaster it. They did remaster the other ones on PS3, and I heard that was terrible. I wanted it, and then I was like, oh, it's not good. So I didn't bother. And that's just... So that's not going to happen. So then we've got... You know, we've got Silent Hill, Resident Evil, and Dead Space. Those are, like, the three keys. Silent Hill's dead for the foreseeable future. Dead Space is dead for the foreseeable future because they stopped. They closed the studio who made it. Could you make... Have another studio make it? Sure. But you have to make a horror game. And they were already obviously pushing their action game philosophies with the third one. So, fuck that. Resident Evil has just come back around to making horror because 5 and 6 were not horror games, and all those other spin-off little whatever games, those are nothing to me. So you've got Resident Evil 7, and you've got Resident Evil 2 Remake. Both of them are awesome and perfect, in my opinion. And if they were to make, they could remake 3, which they said they would do if fans demanded it, which is a weird thing to say. If you just want to make it, just do it. You've already got the engine. You've got some of the assets. So you've got a pretty good framework. And I need to read up on this shit because I always get 2 and 3 confused. So they're happening at the same time. 3 was, like, just a sequel. They tried to, like, push out the door just to, like, hey, we got to make a games. We got to make more money, which is fine, I guess. Especially, it's fine with me because 3 was the first one I owned, as you know from the Resident Evil episode. But besides that, so they could remake that. They could go Resident Evil 8, first person or third person. So Capcom is the only hope that we have at getting a true survival horror experience. Unless somebody just pops up with something, which I just don't see happening. So I would say I kind of hope they do three. I just don't care. As long as they keep doing what they're doing now, I will continue to buy it. And I just pray that it stays the way it stays. Like, you can make new puzzles and new mechanics, and you could remake Code Veronica. You could remake four, but I would say if you remade four, that you should take what you've done with Resident Evil 2 and make it just scarier. Like, Resident Evil 4 is not scary. It's more nerve-wracking. It's, I gotta shoot these guys quickly before the thing happens. I gotta shoot them before they grab the girl. I want it to be like dark and like I'm using a flashlight or just, I don't know. I don't know. There's just, maybe have the enemies a little dumber and slower. I know people would probably freaking go ape shit. Be like, these aren't the same enemies I remember. It just, have some of them smart. And they could throw, because I remember when they threw, they would throw, items and you would shoot it out of the air. I mean, it was all cool, but honestly, if they made it like Resident Evil 2 and you could move and shoot, they'd probably make the enemies harder. But I don't know. I'm just going to keep rambling. So maybe I'll just end the episode here. If you want to let me know how much you would love a Dead Space remake or a Dead Space remaster or a Resident Evil 4 remake or remaster. I'm kind of personally hoping for a Code Veronica remake in that graphics. You already got Claire. She's done. She already got her fucking leather jacket, Put Steve up in that bitch. He's fucking, I hope they get the original Steve Canadian voice actor. Awesome. Let's do this. You can find me on Twitter at PopCon Jacob. That's at PopConJacob. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.